Okay, so we're going to discuss one of the Tanya mitzvahs. We mentioned it the other week. We'll be speaking more about it in the next few weeks. But there's a mitzvah called Lo Sashok, Esrei Acha, Lo Sigzol. Lo Sigzol, we've been talking about theft. We're going to talk tonight what's included in Lo Sashok. And it's important to know what's included in Lo Sashok. It literally means you're withholding, retaining money owed to your friend. And here it says Re'acha, so whatever we're going to talk about tonight applies to a Yisrael and not to an Akum. So we'll talk in the next few weeks about all these common cases of wrong change and bad workers, and yeah, can you withhold, not pay them when you wanted to. But tonight we're talking about a Yisrael. What's included in this Aveira called Lo Sashok? What's Oshek? How's it different than Gezel? So the Gemara of Metzia asked that Shaila. Kuf Yod Aleph Amad Aleph, it says, Ezehu Oshek Ve'ezehu Gezel. What's called Oshek and what's called Gezel? What's called withholding? And there the Sugya is talking about employees, about not paying employees' wages. And there's a Braisa that this Gemara is going on. The Braisa says if someone doesn't pay his employee, he is over many aveiros, five aveiros it was there. One of them is gezel, one of them is oshek, baal tolin. We spoke about tolin in the past, but the Gemara wants to know what's the difference between oshek and gezel. What's the difference between robbing someone's wages and retaining, withholding someone's wages? So Gemara has a few different terutzim. Amr Achista says, Lech v'shuv, lech v'shuv. If the employer keeps on saying, come back, I'll give it to you tomorrow, come back, I'll give it to you tomorrow, and then he comes back, and he keeps on saying, tomorrow I'll give it to you. So zehu oshek, that's called withholding wages. Yesh lecha b'yadi, if he says, look, I have the money, v'eini nosen lach, I'm not going to give it to you, even though I owe it to you, fair and square, but I don't want to give it to you. Zehu gezel, that's called gezel. That's Rechistus Teretz. So Maskil HaRosheshes, Rosheshes asked the Kash on that. Ezehu Oshek Shechival of Torah Karban. There's another pasuk where the word Oshek is used. That's in Vayikra. I also on the handout it says V'kicheish V'amiso is talking about the din of Karban Shvua. If someone falsely denies money that he owes to his friend, if he cousin, whether it's a deposit he had given him, Opesum Es Yad, or alone of a gozel, robbery, o oshak es hamiso, or we withheld what was due to his friend. So in those cases, and he swears falsely, he's chayiv a karban shvuah. Now, what case is oshak over there? When he's chayiv a karban over there, it has to be a case duma de pikadin, a case like a case of a pikadin where someone has a deposit. And what's the case if someone gave me a deposit and he asked for his watch back and I refuse to give him the watch? What am I doing wrong there? To call kafir la mamona. There I'm denying the money that belongs to him. He gave me his watch to watch. He gave me his car to watch, and I refuse to give it back. I'm withholding money that belongs to him. So the same thing should be when Oshek, the Aveir of Oshek also should be where I'm refusing to give it back to him. So how can Rechista say that the Pshat in Oshek is he keeps on stalling, come back tomorrow, come back tomorrow? That should not be called Oshek. To be Oshek, it should have to be Dumyot, to a Pikadon where I'm not planning on giving it back to him. Elo Amar Rav Sheshes, so Sheshes gave you a different shot. What's the chiluk between Oshek and Gezel? No sativ loch. If he says, I already paid you your wages, that's Oshek. Yesh lecha biyadi, beinu nosin loch. But if he says, look, I know I didn't pay you, but I'm not going to, zehu gezel, that is the pshat, that is the iser, the raisa of gezel. So matzucha abaya, bai shlugs that one off also. Because ezehu gezel, shechiva la Torah karban. What case of gezel should we say the Torah makes him chayiv a karban shvuah? That should be also dumya to be caught in beinan. That should be a case like a bikadin. And what's the case of bikadin where he says, I don't have anything. I don't know what you're talking about. The kakafil emimana, where he's denying that he owes anything. And in that case, when he finds that he's lying, he's chayiv a karban. So same thing, gezel should be a case where he denies that he owes any money, not where he says, look, I know that I owe it to you, but I'm not going to give it to you. That shouldn't be pshat in gezel. El Amar Abayis, Abayis says a different chiluk, L'sechartichah me'yolun. If he says, I never hired you, he's denying it in that way, Zehu Oshik, that's called Oshik. But if he says in the Nesati Vlach, if he denies owing any money by saying, look, I already paid you, Zehu Gezel, that's robbery. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes back and forth with a few other back and forth. So the Gemara, though, concludes like this. Rava Amar. Rava Zehu Oshik, Zehu Gezel. The truth is, there's no difference at all between them. Oshik and Gezel are the same thing. When someone doesn't pay the wages he owes someone, it's chay both for Oshik, both for Gezel. You don't have to find a case where there's Oshik and a case where there's Gezel. They coincide. So why does the Torah say, just to make someone chayiv to set a malchus if he violates this prohibition? So that's the Gemara. The Gemara starts trying to make chalukim between Oshik and Gezel. Rabbah concludes, there's really no chiluk. They're both the same thing. And we just want to make it, show you how terrible it is to take money from people, to withhold wages. There's two lavin, there's two averas, there's two prohibitions violated. One is called Oshek and one is called Gezel. That's Gemara's conclusion, which would make us surprised to read the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeila Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, and Shulchan Aruch says mamish word for word, except for one change we're going to talk about. Shulchan Aruch and Shinron Tessa, we've been learning Sibches. It says, Ezehu Oshek. What is the definition of Oshek? Zesh Abba Mamen Chaveir L'Sof Yado B'Razin Abayim. That's where the money came into your hands with the owner's knowing, with the owner's knowledge that they gave it to you. V'Kima Shetavuhu, and then when they claimed they wanted back, Kala Shamaman Esla V'Chazaka, you held the money, withheld the money forcefully, below has zero, and you didn't return it. What's the case? Kigon Shohayala Biyachaveir Hava. For example, I lent someone $1,000. Opikadon, the Frankel Rambam puts in, but in the original Rambam it's not there. And Shulchan Aruch also doesn't have the words opikadon. We'll talk about that later. Pash Pashad Opikadon is, or I gave someone my car to watch. Oh, Schirus, or I work for someone, like in the case we had in the Gemara, I work for someone and he owes me $1,000 and he refused, but who told him? And I said, give me my $1,000 you owe me because I lent it to you, or give me the pikadon, we'll leave aside for now, or give me the money that you said you were going to pay me $1,000 and you owe it to me and you didn't give it to me. I can't get him to pay me. He's a hard person to deal with. He's a mean, vicious, hard person to deal with. Powerful person. You can't deal with him. So that's called Oshek. Right? That's different than Gezel, which the Rambam says in the previous halacha, and Shulchan Aruch says in the previous halacha. Gezel is where someone comes into my house and he takes something, or he sticks me up with a gun and says, give me your wallet. That he's taking something from me, as the transfer of the object is done against my will, and he's taking something that belongs to me. That's Gezel. Oshek is where it went into his hands willingly. I gave it to him. I lent him $1,000. I worked for him willingly, and he refuses to pay me money that he owes me. That's Oshek. Rambam is making a clear distinction between Gezel and Oshek. Gezel is what we've been talking about until now, the last 10 weeks, where there are different ways where I can take money belonging to another person. I go into his house and take it. All the different cases, I take something from him when he doesn't want to sell it to me, I take it from him wrongly. All the different cases we had, less than a shavar pruta, or I take it, even if I take it on the condition to give it back, I take it as a practical joke. I'm taking something belonging to another person. That's the sugya called Gezel, and that we saw applies clearly to Yisrael and to Aakum. Why not? Oshek, which we're talking about tonight, is talking where the money that he is not giving me is money that I gave to him. Either I lent him the money, or I worked for him and he owes me the money, and he's refusing to give it back to me. That, the Rambam says, is called Oshek. And it's an also it's a deraisa l'sasha desoyecha. We'll see next week whether it applies to an akum or not. But this week we're talking about a Yisrael, and that'll be the aveiro kalo sashok. Well, so before we get to Gemara, before you get the answer, so let's just speak out the kasha, right? So on this Rambam is paladic, because what's he trying to find a chilek between gezel and oshek? What's he trying to make a chilek? The Gemara said, Rava said, they're both the same, and it's just lav or lo shnei lavin. Well, where's the Rambam? What's the Rambam doing over here? Why is the Rambam trying to find a chilek when the Gemara says they're the same? The truth is, it's a big sugya. They all talk about this over here. I just have the Lechem Mishnah's pshat. The Lechem Mishnah wants to say that. First, he wants to say maybe Rambam doesn't passim like Rambam. Maybe the Rambam passims like Rav Chista or Rav Sheshes. He says it's hard to say that. Mistama, the Rambam is paskening like Rava, and what Rava was talking, Rava meant in a case of wages. That's what the Sugya Bava Masih was talking about, wages. If I had someone working for me, what Rava wanted to say is, if I withhold his payment, so in that case, I've done two aveiros. One is Oshek and the other is Gezel. But that doesn't preclude the possibility of there being a Gezel without an Oshek, and that would be in a case where I walk into his yard and I take something that belongs to him. That the Rambam says is Gezel. In a case where the only case where there'll be Oshek is in a case where he got the money legally and he's refusing to give it back. That's the way the Mishnah wants to say, the Gaon wants to say, a different shot, we'll see his words later, some of the words, but how you work out with the sugya, that's Sarach Iyun. But the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam are saying these two definitions. Gezel is, I'm taking something that doesn't belong to me against that person's will. Oshek is, I got it, and we're talking about these two cases now, wages or loans, where I took the loan legally, the $1,000, and I'm refusing to give it back to him. That's Oshek. Or he worked for me and I'm refusing to pay him his wages. That is also Lo Sashok, and that's in Isser Daraisa Lo Sashok. So for the rest of the evening, we're going to talk about, guess what we spoke about the last 10 times. Now we're going to talk about Lo Sashok, different cases where I owe someone money and I refuse to pay him. When am I chayiv for this? Is it a raisa lo sashok? And when am I not chayiv? So, first we'll talk about different exceptions. The Aruch HaShulchan says one exception is if I don't have the money to pay him. He worked for me, and I just don't have the money. The Aruch HaShulchan's lashon is Eizel Osha Kegan Shayla Biyar Chaveru Hava Oschirus. Right, I owe him money because of a loan, or schiros, or because he was working for me. The tova o, and he soveya me. The yesh lo, and I have the money. The eino yochal lozim imano, and he can't get it out from me because I'm strong and powerful. I won't refuse to give it to him. That's a case of oshek. That's where there's oshek. But it's mashma. If I don't have the money, so then, if I don't have the money, so then there's no iser of Lo Sashek. I should tell him, I'm sorry, I don't have the money now. I'll try again next week, and you know, I'll work on it. Now, what's called not having money by a loan that we spoke about a few years ago? That means that I don't have enough to go for 30 days and close for a year. You have to work that out, how long you can push them off. But there's no Lo Sashek, and then we'll see there's no iser, not even an iser d'rabbanan in such a case. We'll talk about iser d'rabbanan soon. Now, another thing that Aruch HaShulchan said was v'tovo, he has to demand it from me. When we learned Baal Tolin more years ago, there we learned that you have to pay your worker the day he finishes, the night he finishes, if it's night time, or she, if it's a woman, even a katan, a katana, you have to pay a babysitter on time, we spoke about, but that's only if they ask for payment. If they don't ask for payment, so then there's no Baal Tolin. And from this Aruch HaShulchan, it's Mashma, Pesachim Choshen says, also that it's talking where they're not Tovei, this is only an issue where they're Tovei you. But if they're not Tovei, if they don't ask for payment, so then there's also no Isra Lo Sashok. But Pesachim Choshen adds that if they're not claiming you because it's a mistake, I think he means a case like this. Someone borrowed $1,000 from me, and he borrowed $1,100 from me, and I wrote him a check for $1,100 to pay him back, and the bank only credited him with $1,000. I saw I was only I only had $1,000 withdrawn, and he only got $1,000, and he probably doesn't realize it. He didn't say anything. So if I have money that I owe another person, right? I owe him $1,100, and I only paid him back $1,000. So that $100 that I owe him, the Pesach Choshen says, I have to tell him. If he doesn't know about it, I have to tell him. If I don't tell him and I'm holding his money, that could be gesel. I don't know if it's even oshet. He says the chal gesel, the samim, he says a sort of oshet, that I owe him money, I'm not paying him back. That also is included in this iser. When we say he's not toveim, he said he knows that he owes me the money, but he didn't bother asking for it now. So in that meantime, I don't have any aveira. When he asks me for the money, then I have to pay him. At that point, I'm over lo sasha. But if he didn't claim it because he doesn't know about it, that's gazel. I think the same thing is, if it's what I said with 1100 is true, it's true with cases which are mushkiach maybe, where you owe the cleaners $20.25, and they only get credit for $20 without the 25 cents. Gazel is even for a shavu pruta, and is a chiyuv in that case to let them know that, by the way, you didn't get credit the 25 cents that I owe you. Because we're going to see it applies not only to loans and to, well, that's the case, a worker. They work for you. They did a job for you. That's chiyuv. They did a job for you. And you owe them $20.25. So you only paid them $20. So that 25 cents is gezel. Now that's oshet. That they pay you and you're not paying them back. If you don't know, so you don't know, what can you do? But if you have it on your computer and you see it didn't match and it comes back and it says, you know, was it 20, 25, or was it 20? So then it's something that you have a chiyuv to return it. That would be a case of oshek, even though they weren't tovei you, but you have to let them know that they owe you that you owe them the money. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch, in describing the mitzvah of Oshek, mitzvah Reish Chav Chet, he says like this, he says, we're not allowed to hold in our hands money belonging to another person, derech onus, through force, or derech tichia v'ramos, or through ways of deceit, where he's asking for the money and I'm refusing to give it back, kamo anshi oven, like rotten people, shadochem b'nei adam lemar, they push around people saying to them, lech v'shuv, k'dei shalasavish yishar lehem mashi v'yadam mizulosam, they are pushing them and aside so that they can keep that money that they owe. Shulchan Aruch says the same lashon, that it's either where he refuses to play, he says, I'm not going to pay you, or shemacheyu belech v'shuv, lech v'shuv, he keeps on pushing him, lech v'shuv. Now, that is, what's this lashon lech v'shuv? If you look on the other side of the handout, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says in Mishlei, al tomer le'reyacha, don't tell your neighbor, lech v'shuv, go back, go away and come back, u'mocher atein, I'll give it back to you tomorrow, v'yeshadach, when you have the money right now, and I can come back tomorrow. Now, that's the lashon that Rav Chisda used in explaining the difference between oshek and gesel. Rav Chisda said oshek was where you say, lech v'shuv, go and come back, go and come back. That's called oshek. And guess what he said was, I have the money, not giving it to you. But the Gemara slugged that up. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav asks on himself, on the Sefer Chinuch, which he's not bringing, but Mestama, that's where we're getting it from. How can we say that oshek is where you say lech v'shuv? The Gemara seem to say that oshek is where I'm being strong and I'm not going to give it back to him. I refuse. I'm not going to give it to you. I don't care. I owe it to you. But lech v'shuv, that was from Chisid Shad in Oshek. And that got slugged up, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav answers partially. He says, we don't see that the Gemara disagrees in that. The Gemara just slugged that up to say that you can't say that Oshek is limited to the case of lech v'shuv, lech v'shuv. But you can certainly say that if I keep on pushing off someone money that I owe him, that'll be an iser of oshek also, of lech v'shuv, and then that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav says, lamaisa, that a person is over an iser deraisa, not only where he says, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you the money, what are you going to do to me? If you ask me again, I'm going to make life miserable for you. Right? Not only if you're strong against a person, but even if you keep on pushing him off and say, Lech v'shuv, go come back tomorrow, come tomorrow. No, I'm sorry, I don't have it. Tomorrow I don't have it. You keep on doing that. That's also in the Issa D'oraisa of Oshek. But there's another problem, because if you recall from Hilchos Havah, in Hilchos Havah, Lech v'shuv is only called in Issa D'oraisa, in Hilchos Schiris, where I don't pay right away. We learned that someone works for me, I have a chiyuv to pay him that day, Baal Tolin. If I don't pay him that day, so the issur is all done already. In the future, the only issur I have is called an issur d'rabbanan of lech v'shuv. That's called an issur d'rabbanan of lech v'shuv. So Imre Yaakov, when the Shulchan Aruch asked, how can anyone say lech v'shuv is an issur d'oraisa? We learned elsewhere that's called an issur d'rabbanan. So he answers that there's two types of lech v'shuv. Why am I telling him to come back tomorrow? Am I doing that because I just don't want to bother with it now? You know, make it a little difficult for him, and I don't want to bother. I have more important things to do. I want to relax now. I don't want to pay him. So that's an issur d'rabbanan. That which the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chinuch is saying, and which the Gemara of Rav Chisda seems to say, that lech v'shuv is a d'oraisa, that's where I have no intention of paying him. But it's not that I'm telling him I have no intention of paying him. I'm not saying, you know, let me see what you're going to do. I'm not going to pay you. I don't care what you say. I'll make him miserable for you. I don't say that to him. But I say, come back tomorrow. Come back. And I know that I'm not going to pay him. I don't have any intention to pay him. I'm just giving him a runaround. So that also, when it's a runaround, and I have no intention of paying, that also is an issur of oshek d'oraisa. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav means, that if it's, I'm just stalling, I don't want to bother with it now, I'd rather put the money, I think my stock's going to go up, and I want to put money in the stock that I think is going to go up now, it's an option or whatever, and I don't want to pay him, come back tomorrow, come back tomorrow, oh, it didn't go up yet, wait another day, but I'm going to pay him. That's an Issur d'rabbanan of Lech v'shuv. If it's, I have no intention of paying him, but I'm not telling him it. I'm just saying, you come back tomorrow, you come back next Tuesday, come keep on, you know, I keep on pushing him off. So then, that's an Issur d'oraisa of Lo Sashok. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying, Sefer Chinuch is saying it, and that would seem to be halacha l'maisa. What we see from that though is, the Shulchan Aruch Rav himself says, later on, in by Hilchos Schiris, he says, Chol eis sheyasha over v'lav shel kabbalah. The longer you delay paying back, there's an issur d'rabbanan. He himself says it's an issur d'rabbanan of al tama l'riyach lech v'shuv v'mocha etein v'yeshitach. There is an issur d'rabbanan v'hushim eskamin lechoso. That's where he has kavana to push him off. But if he's truly busy right now and he has no time, then Rishoy Lamer Lech V'Shuv Lachas Man K'shieli Penai. He says, "Come back. I'm sorry. I'm really busy now. I'm making a chasana. Can you come back next week? I'm sorry. I don't have time to deal with it." So Shulchan Aruch says, if he truly has no time, so then there's not even Issur d'rabbanan of Lech V'Shuv. To which the Pizchei Choshen says, you have to use this with great discretion, because there are a lot of people that never have time. Yeah, someone and the people who, and sometimes we think we never have time. So if this not having time is a true heter, so how can I say, well, I don't have time, you know, come back next week, and it's not even Issur d'rabbanan, but he worked for you and you owe him the money. So not time means is chas v'shalom someone sick, or chas v'shalom, or adarav, it's simcha, something came up, he's running to Eretz Yisrael for a simcha. So then there could be a true heter not paying right away. There's not even Issur d'rabbanan. But if it's just that you're busy because, you know, I work from 9 to 5 and then I have a Seder and then I have to do homework with the kids and then I have, you know, and so, and when are you going to have time in the summer when there's no more school? So that's not a heter of Ein Lo Penai. That would be an Issur Oshik or Issur d'rabbanan, not if you're just delaying for no reason. So what we have until now is that there is two ways to violate the Issur d'oraisa, and one way for the Issur d'rabbanan. So the Issur d'oraisa of Oshek will be where I just say straight out to him, I know I owe you the money, but what are you going to do about it? I'm sorry, let's see you try to do anything, and if you report me, I'll make you miserable. Don't try anything. That's Oshek Daraisa for sure. Another case of Oshek, Shulchan Aruch Rav says, the Chinuch says, is where I have no intention of paying, but I keep on stalling. I say, come back tomorrow, I have no intention of paying, and then finally he gets the message that he's not going to get any money, and he just gives up. So it's also, and that's not Mechila, that's just, he's angry, and he knows he can't get anywhere. So that's also, Lech Veshu, that's an Issa Daraisa. If I do intend to play, but I'm just trying to stall because right now I'd rather use the money for something else and I don't want to bother with it right now, so that's an Issur Rabbanan called Lech Veshuv. It's Asur Mid Rabbanan. And finally we said, if I truly don't have the time or I truly don't have the money, so in that case there's no Issur because I don't have the money. What should I do? I don't have the time right now, and really it's something that came up. And as soon as I have the time, I'm going to pay him. In that case, there's also no Issur Darabonan. Now, until now, we were talking about cases of wages. Someone worked for me and I owe money, or loans. He lent me money and I have to pay him back. I owe money like that. So in those cases, we have cases of the Issur of Oshek. Rabbaner gives a couple of cases over here. He says, like, by wages he gives a case where I had a factory and the things went bad or things are going bad, and I'm closing down the factory, so I figure one way to at least cut my losses is I won't pay the workers the last couple of weeks' pay because I'm closing down that operation anyway. So that's Oshek, because they did work faithfully, planning on getting paid. Just because I lost because no one was buying it, I made too many skis and it didn't snow that winter, and I lost a lot of money because of that. So that doesn't mean that they should lose. They did their job, and I have a chiyuv to pay. So, and they come to me and they ask for the money, and I refuse to give them the money. I say, I'm sorry, if you want to work for me next year, you just better be quiet now. So that's called Lo Sashok, and that's Issur D'oraisa, refusing to pay those wages. The same thing would be by the loan, and we said already, if I don't pay the full amount, you better be happy I'm giving you this amount, and if not, I'll make life miserable for you. That's certainly Oshek in a clear case. Now, what other cases does this Issur of Oshek extend to? It's certainly when the Shulchan Aruch says Halva O Tchirus, included in the word Tchirus we're translating based on the Gemara, was talking about wages. When you hire someone, he's a Sochir. But Tchirus also means when I rent my property to another person, I rent him my car, I rent him my building that I have for his business, and he owes me a certain amount each month for the rental. That's also called Tchirus. Now, in that case also, that's a case where he owes me money, which it wasn't guess, so he didn't take it from me, but he's using my property, he gave me my property back at the end, and now I say, okay, now I want the payment, you were here for 6 months, I want $6,000, $1,000 a month, like we agreed, and he refuses to pay, so that's also Oshek. Even if he holds that he's entitled to it, he says, you said, I thought that it was going to be such a great spot to put my store here, and it didn't work out. Not that he was misled. If he was misled, so then maybe there's something to talk about. But it didn't work out, and I rented this, and I thought that it was going to work out, and it didn't work out. And even if you have a tie-up, and you don't want to bother taking it to a best, and unless you're sure about it, like we learned last year, that when you could take the law into your own hands, but pashtus, even if you think that there should be some offsetting claim, so then take him to a beis din and say, look, I know I owe you the money, but you owe me money. Let's go ask a shayla and see who's right. And that you could do. But if you say, I'm not going to pay you $6,000 because I owe that you owe me $6,000 because this was broken and that was broken and the whole thing was a mekach tos, so okay, let's go to a dintara. No, I don't want, I'm just not paying you. So that's going to be Oshek also, because who says you're right? who says you're right, ask a shayla, find out if you're right. And probably, if you don't want to ask a shayla, you're probably just stonewalling. You're upset that things didn't work out, and you're blaming it on this, blaming it on that. So, failing to pay the rent is lo sashok, or even if, like we said, if he says, come, I'll pay you tomorrow, and you have no intention of paying, you're just trying to get him to off your case, and you have no intention of paying. So, in that case also, that would be Oshek. I mean, the Rabbanu says a case. The storekeeper was unsuccessful where he was paying the rent, so he moves out. And he said the owner was obnoxious to him, and because of that, he didn't want to pay him. He was so mean. So that's not a reason not to pay someone. You might be obnoxious, but you have to pay him anyway, if that was the deal. So refusing to pay and trying to get back at him, oh, you're such a meanie, oh, yeah, I won't pay him. So you might have won the money, you didn't get it, he left you alone, but you have an issur d'oraisa called oshek in your credit right now. So that certainly applies to rentals. Now, what we mentioned before was, we pointed out the Rambam, at least in the Frankel edition, says, O pikadon. He adds the case of a pikadon. What's a pikadon? It's a deposit I gave you, my watch to watch, my car to watch, and you refuse to give me back that pikadon that you're watching. Now, the Torah says it also. The Torah, quoting the Rambam, that's his source, he says, Halva, O pikadon, O schiros. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the old edition of the Rambam, and he just says, oh, he just says, halvan, oh, schiros, he leaves out pikadon. Now, what's going on with pikadon? There's another issue. There's a halacha in Siman Reish Sadi Dalet where the Shulchan Aruch paskens, if I'm kofer pikadon, I deny having a pikadon, I'm considered a gazlan. And the Achronim want to go in and say, what makes me a gazlan? A gazlan means if I did something. Oh yeah, I'm just denying that I have your property. I have to do something to it, become a gazlan. How do I become a gazlan? The Ktzos brings from the Tashbat that he has a maisa where Mendel was holding some schora and it got stolen. In the meantime, he was refusing to give it back. So he says, the Rashbat says that schora was b'toros oshek because he wasn't giving it back. But the Ketos says, Aloshin, Misdimas haposkim lo mashmalachi v'lo mechaya l'shebekofer b'kodin davele gazlin. You're only chay, like the Shulchan Aruch says, when I deny that I ever had the pikadon. Like all of Rishas, you have kof pikadon. Then I'm a gazlan. I will ma'akev pingdonu shachaveiro. But if I'm just withholding it, I'm not giving him back his pikadon. He wanted his pikadon back, he wanted his silver back, and I refuse to give it to him. Not because I deny that you ever gave it to me. I have it, but I don't want to give it back to you now. Come back next week. Afilas or baratan amapkid. Even if he doesn't want it, eino gazlan velo din oshaglo. He's not called a gazlan, and there's no oshik in it. And that's what the Ketos says. Everyone asks on the Ketos, but that's what the Ketos says, that there's no oshik by a case of holding on to a pikadon, withholding a pikadon, refusing to give it back. The deny you ever got it. That's din called kover pikadon. But to say, I know I have it, but I'm not giving it to you now. I'm not ready to give it back to you. I need it for a few more days. And you want it, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give it to you. That's kovr b'kodin, and that's ma'akev b'kodin, holding a back of b'kodin. The Ketos says, there's no oshek. Which the Chor is paladic, because why isn't there oshek? Why isn't a b'kodin the same thing? B'kodin is, I gave you my car to watch, I gave you my silver to watch, to work with, whatever I'm giving it to you, and now I ask for it back, so you got it better, and when I want it back, you're refusing to give it something with strength, with meanness, you're refusing to give it back to me. Why isn't that Oshek? How can the Ketos say it's not Oshek? So the Pasa Choshen wants to say that what the Ketos means is there's no chiyuv onus if it gets stolen, but certainly there's an issur d'oraisa of oshek. He just means that if it would get stolen, he wouldn't be responsible for it, because there should be oshek. But the truth is, that really depends on this girsa here. The Rambam said it applies to pikadon, but the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't apply to a pikadon. Why should it be like that? And I have from the Gaon here, says, he says, Shalosashel kosev ischar sochir. Losashel applies to wages. For losigzel kosev begotten. Losigzel applies to a pikadon. Why shouldn't losashel apply to a pikadon? So I think the svara is, I saw Rav Shach and Rav Yezri says a similar svara. That could be because losashok is where the person worked for me, I owe him money, or he lent me money and I have to pay it back to him. So me refusing to pay the money that I owe him, that's oshet. If he gave me his car to watch and I refuse to give him back the car, I say, look, I know I have it, but I'm not giving it back to you. Try to take me to a din Torah, you know, you'll never win. So there, that's his car. I don't owe him anything. I don't nachayiv to pay him anything. When he works for me, I owe him money. When he lent me money, I owe him money back. I don't owe him a car. This is his car, which I'm refusing to give him. That's gezel. I'm refusing to give him his car back. It's like I went into his house and stole his car, so I didn't steal. He gave it to me first. But when it's time for me to give back his car, and I refuse to give it to him, that could be the Shulchan Aruch holds, and the Ketzos following the Shulchan Aruch could hold, that's not called oshet. That's real gezel. The Rambam holds that as long as I got it beheter, he drove the car to my house, or he gave me the keys and said, here, take it for 2 weeks, and but I want it back then. Since I got it beheter, the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch also is mashma that way. The Sefer Chinuch is mashma, that's kolshkin, that will be a case of oshet. That, and in that case, since I got it beheter, it's not gezel anymore, it's just oshek. The Sefer Chinuch says, not only is that oshek, it's also oshek if it wasn't a real thing, but it's just that I owe him money from a service I gave him, or because he lent me money, that's also oshek. But that could be a machlokus, whether by a pikadon oshek applies. Rabbanu seems to say, he quotes the Smag, says in Pasha it does, but to me it seems the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't, then from the Ketzos it seems it doesn't, unless you learn Tafaz HaChoshen in the Steretz, his Pshat, but from Rosh Hashanah, from the Bir Ogroh, it seems that there at least there's reason to say that if I'm refusing to give back someone's pikadon that he gave me, that's gezel. It's his pikadon I'm refusing to give back, that's not oshek. A case where a deposit will be oshek will be if it's like a deposit, I gave a down payment for a property or to a down payment to rent someone's house, and then I decided not to. Legally, I decided not to, but he's very upset at me that I backed out, and I did so much for you, and you're backing out. So okay, but give me my deposit. And no, I'm not giving you a deposit. Come back tomorrow, and I don't have any intention of giving you back the deposit. So in that case, that could be more like what we're talking about, where it's like it's almost like a loan. I gave you the money, thinking that I was going to rent it, but I have a heter to back out. There was nowhere, it didn't say anywhere I couldn't back out without receiving my deposit back, and you refused to give me my deposit wrongly. In that case, that will be the oshek we're talking about, because I gave you money, and that's not, you spent that money. You have to give me, you owe me other money now. I gave you a $500 deposit, and you owe me $500, and you're refusing to pay me that money you owe me. That will be a case of oshek lekuliyama. What we're saying that would be a machlokus would be where it's an item that belongs to Reuven, I'm refusing to give it back. That could be beyond oshek, that could be real gezel. And once again, we'll see next few weeks what applies to Akum, what doesn't. But it could be that oshek won't apply there. So, summing up, we've seen that there is this issur called oshek. Oshek means, based on Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban, and even though the Gemara didn't seem to say that, but that's the way they're understanding the pashtus of the words, is that gezel is where I go into his house and wrongly take property, that's theft. Oshek is where I got it beheter and I'm refusing to give it back, that's oshek, where it certainly applies. The Shulchan Aruch says that, and the Gemara applied it to wages, the Shulchan Aruch says it applies to loans, included in Schiros is also where he rented something and I'm refusing to pay the rental, where he's refusing to pay the rental. So that's one case where he refuses and says, I know to you, I'm not paying you. That's oshet. Or he just keeps on stalling until I finally give up, even though he gave up. You won the battle, but you lost the war because you've been over nisid araisa ala sashok. And even if you plan on paying back, but you're needlessly pushing him off, just because of your laziness or your ill will, whatever reason, and you just want to make it difficult for him, and you have no reason to push him off, there, in that case, there's an is, at least an isid rabbanan of al tamar l'riyachal lech v'shuv v'mochar. That thing, unless, once again, there's a reason, you something came up, and you don't have the time, you don't have the money at this point, but if you're just doing it needlessly, you know you're going to give it to him eventually, but the stalling and making him uncomfortable waiting for it, that's the Isidra Banan of Al Tomar L'Riyachah.